and we are with Jane Kim, who's been on Channel 9 before. I'm sure you all recognize her.
Hello.
Web Slice.
Yes, Web Slices.
Right on. So what's new between what we talked about before and today?
I think the last time I did a Channel 9 video on Web Slices, mm-hmm. it was back in Beta 1. So we've actually gone through a lot of changes mm-hmm. for developers to provide richer information in a Web Slice.
Cool.
The quick summary of what a Web Slice is, it's like a portion of a web page that updates, and you can add it to your favorites bar, and then you can start seeing those updates directly from your favorites bar just through the bolding.
Okay.
So for instance, if I wanted to keep track of the stock market, I'm subscribed to the Dow Jones Industrial, and whenever that updates, it bolds, and I can get that immediately in my browser.
Excellent.
Yeah, so one of the main things that we did in Beta 2 was to provide dynamic content where you can host real HTML. Mm. And so let me show you one from the old days and sort of one from the new days. So in Facebook, there's a Facebook Web Slice where I can keep track of people that are in my network and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But one problem is that you can't really interact with it because this is just sort of static HTML that we brought down to the client. So what we've done in Web Slices is allowed you to host real content. So now if I wanted to, I could go search things like, well, I want to go see what the Microsoft stock is like. So from that Web Slice, mm-hmm. I'm able to interact with it and initiate other searches.
Excellent.
And it could get a lot more interesting. Like, for instance, if there's an ActiveX control, like a Flash or Silverlight, then you could be watching videos in line and so forth.
Hmm.
So we've really opened it up so that the constructs that a developer uses in creating a website, it's much of the same thing for Web Slices.
So does a developer have to do anything in the case of Web Slices?
So in the very simplest form, mm-hmm. all they have to do is just annotate their current web page and say, oh, this portion is a Web Slice. Here's the title of the Web Slice. Here's the description of the Web Slice. And actually, let's go and pull one up. So Dig has one on their main page. And you notice that there's a Web Slice because there's the green icon that appears saying, hey, there's a web post for this page. And if I happen to ignore that and I'm kind of looking through like the top topic areas, I notice mm-hmm. that there's this Web Slice available.
Okay.
And what's happening in the background is Dig's gone up and marked up their HTML content with HSlice annotations. So if we were to view source this guy and look at our new editor, you can see this. So let's go look for the HSlice annotation. So here's the HSlice area. And if you scroll down further, you can find things like entry title, which then goes and describes the title of it. So it's called Dig Top and All Topics.
Okay.
And so forth. So that's a very simplistic case. But the additional thing that Dig did was to host dynamic content. So let's go and subscribe to this guy. And now I'm adding it to my favorites bar, which then appears at the top left corner, right next to the button. And if I click on it, notice that this is the same content that I'm seeing over here.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get the right visuals in place, what they've done is created a separate web page for this. And if I go and navigate it to it directly, notice that this is the content that's hosted in that Web Slice.
I see.
So if Dig wanted to, they could go and implement an ActiveX control in here as well, where, you know, maybe allow users to view content in line without having to navigate away. Then that would all be hosted from the Web Slice itself.
Excellent. And it would render inside this window.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you basically inherit IE's rendering engine.
Exactly.
Well, not inherit, but you know what I mean. But
yeah.
Certainly the security settings.
Totally. It's the same control that's used to display the web page. So it's all the same thing. You develop in this environment, and you can have it hosted within a Web Slice. So it's not
excellent.
Like you're going and building up all these other new technologies.
Sure. Perfect. So are people, you know, really, I mean, the data telling you that they're using this? People get Web Slices, that they like them?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely get that people like them and people want more of them on the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I keep hearing about is, hey, when's the email Web Slice going to come out? And so I would love to make that a challenge out there, like go and develop an email Web Slice or go and develop things that are just, you know, really interesting that users want I mean, I found that, like, I was really surprised by the things around stocks and the things around weather. Like, for example, I'm just keeping tabs of sort of like the weather in Chicago as well as the weather in Seattle. But I'm sure that there are a lot of other interesting information that could be a lot more personal to users. They're really easy to build. And in fact, I've gone and I found that it's not just the updating aspect that people like, but they also like the fact that you can get preview in line. So for example, I've got a to-do list up on a server. It's called a ta-da list. And I can access it from my phone. And I was like, well, it'd be really cool if I can access it from the browser really easily as well. And I noticed that they had a mobile version of the ta-da list. So what I did was I hooked up kind of an internal server that redirects to this site so that I can view my my things to do directly from my browser. So I think there are a lot of interesting hacks that developers can do to sort of keep on top of their favorite sites. And then from here, if I really wanted to go to the full-blown site, I have an easy access point in doing that.
Cool. So one of the things is, since a lot of us have multiple machines, how hard is it to sync web slices like you do bookmarks, right? I could throw the, is there just like a folder I grab and throw it in my Live Mesh folder? They're just settings, right?
Yeah, actually they behave just like favorites. So if you have a provider that roams favorites, then it will automatically just roam these web slices as well.
Cool.
And in the background, it's just a .url file with some goo in there that tells the browser that it's a web slice. So if I have machine A and machine B, and maybe through folder share or Windows Live Sync, I can sync those two guys up on machine B then. It'll detect that, oh, this is a web slice, and then create all of the right affordances so that you can resubscribe to it and get that information.
Very cool. So there's still a lot of innovation that can happen inside of a web slice that developers could play with, right? I mean, you could have a remote access control, which would be kind of cool. So I could use a web slice to see what's going on my home PC.
Yeah.
Which is one thing that's totally doable. So ActiveX is fair
yes,
game.
Yes, ActiveX, Silverlight, Flash.
Now, how often do you, I like the glowing. I like it when my Channel 9 thing glows. So I'm almost always there all the time anyway. But how often are you polling? Clearly you're polling, right?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Back in beta 1, we had a default at every 24 hours. But then we heard back from partners saying, well, you know, a lot of content on the internet changes a lot more frequently than 24 hours. So what we've done is, with the TTL value, we're reinterpreting that value, and it tells the, it's a way that the publisher can tell the browser, hey, update me more frequently. So for example, an eBay auction item, they might want to have it sync every 4 hours initially, but as the auction gets closer and closer, they sync it every hour and sync it every 15 minutes. And how they do that is modifying the TTL value dynamically.
Okay.
And so IE is still just polling, but then what we do is we update our polling interval based on that value that eBay provides.
Excellent. Very cool. So this is pretty much golden, right? It's RC1. This is web slices.
It's RC1. Play away. Tell us if there are any bugs, because, you know, we definitely want to make this a polished experience.
Very cool. Well, hey, thanks for coming in, spending a little time with us. Very cool feature.
Thank you.